Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachas, daf Nun Aleph, we begin on Amud Beis. Begin the Tais Tirei Maschil. Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, E Masichin Al Keshal Bracha. We don't talk on when one is holding a Keshal Bracha, which Tais comes to explain what is the teaching of the Gemara, which Pirish Rashi brings from Rashi. It means, Shalei Yisiyach HaMavarach, the one who's making the Bracha, he's holding the Keshal Bracha, he shouldn't speak, Mishanasn Al Keshal Bracha, from the moment that they give him to hold the cup of the Bracha, whether it be benching or Kiddush. And Buhadina Masubin, same thing is for those who are listening to him, those who are reclining at the meal, that they're hearing his bracha to be yaitzi, Shain Rashan Lasiach, they're not allowed to talk. The Be'inan Shayiskavin Shemeya Mashmeya, because we need to have those who are listening and the one who is speaking, meaning to have them listen, that we need both of them to have the intent. And Vigam in Lahavsika Shem Mesichas Chulin, therefore those who are listening cannot interrupt with just mundane chatter. Just like the one who's making a bracha is not allowed to talk in the middle of making a bracha, so the ones who are listening also not allowed to talk. And that's the halacha, that you're not allowed to talk when someone is holding the Kishal bracha and he's saying the bracha on the cup of wine. Now says Taisis, although the Gemara says over there at the last pek in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph Beis, Shama Tesha Tekiyas B'Tesha Shoyis B'Yem. If someone hears the 9 obligatory minimum shofar blowings on Rosh Hashanah in 9 hours of the day, let's say on the clock, on the hour, he has one shofar blast, so he hears all 9 blasts in 9 hours. The Gemara says over the Yassi, he's filled his obligation. Says Taisim, Mashmah, it sounds like Shemei Asach Ben Yatayim, that the one who is listening, he obviously is not going to go on the Tainus Dibra for 9 hours necessarily on Rosh Hashanah, that he's speaking in between. And still you see that one will fulfill his obligation, even though he spoke in between. So then why is that any different than we're talking about over here, the Kesha Bracha, that one is not allowed to talk in between from the beginning till the end? Says Taisis, yes, although one will fulfill his obligation, but that's our Gemara saying, but initially one shouldn't do that from the beginning till the end. But again, if you spoke, as Taisis qualifies, however it would seem, when are we saying that our Gemara is telling you that initially one shouldn't speak from the beginning till the end, but as we see from the Gemara Shoshana that if one did speak, then after the fact he has fulfilled his obligation, is only if the one who's listening was talking at a time when the one who made the bracha was being silent a little bit. Being bracha la bracha, when it was between blessings, although one shouldn't talk, but that wouldn't be an invalidation of everything that he's listening to. Of b'shashu mevarech, but if it's at the time when the one who's making the kiddush, making the bracha, was making the blessing, then if the one who was listening was talking, then says Taisis, even after the fact, one would not fulfill his obligation because he wasn't listening to the bracha. This that we're saying that b'diyevid, that our Gemara is only saying the ketchila, and from the Gemara Shana is saying b'diyevid, is only if one spoke when the speaker was silent. So although one shouldn't speak, then you get to b'diyevid, but during the bracha itself, one does not fulfill his obligation because he wasn't listening and hearing the words of the mevarech. Continuing next taste of Maskel, taste begins with the words of the Gemara that concludes this parak. The Hilchasa Bekula Halacha is like by all of them is Yeshiv Mavarach, that a person to sit and make the bracha, which taste explains the reason why was it that specifically by Birchas Amazon that one requires to be sitting when he's benching, which we don't find by other brachas. So the Gemara concludes that no matter how a person ate, whether walking or standing or reclining, the halacha is one has to make the bracha when he's sitting. Stais explains the reason why you have to make the Birchas HaMazon by sitting is Lefisha Birchas HaMazon Dairaisa, because that's the one bracha that we have on food that's biblical. So Echemiru Ba'aliyus Yeshem Bracha, they were stringent to have it in the most awesome type of a way, which is to sit and make the bracha. As we find Shari Asara Dvarim Nemerbai, we find that there's 10 different requirements that are said specifically regarding the bracha that we have on the Kishal bracha. So we see that we're more stringent, and therefore that would apply that we have to have it in a more severe type of a way, which is to be sitting and saying the bracha. Now, says Taisa Mashenke Mashar brachas, which does not apply, we don't have the stringency by other brachas, and therefore there doesn't have the requirement of having to sit and say the bracha. Now, Taisa points out, Vuhu Netrikin is actually is alluded to in the Pasuk of Birchas HaMazon, where it's an acronym of Vachalta, when it says you will eat Vesavata and you'll be satisfied, you'll be satiated. The word Vesavata can be broken up into two words. Shev Ace, it's a time for sitting. And then it says the Virachta, and then you're going to make the Bracha, which is the Birchas HaMazon for benching. Therefore, you see that the Bracha, Birchas HaMazon, should be done in a sitting way. Taisa brings that's Mepir Moshe Albert, that's from Moshe Albert, with that acronym of Besavata Ishaves. Hanaloch Shleish Shachu, we shall return to the seventh parak with Taisis in the Masechtas Brachas, Parak Shleish Shachu, which spoke about primarily the halachas of Zimun, of coming together and eating a Suda together of a minimum of at least 3 people.